This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
About the rulings of the Eid prayer. Now, before the Eid prayer, the Muslim is encouraged to mention the takbir, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is in both Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. When the Muslim knows that Ramadan is over, then he is recommended to start the takbir. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. At the moment you know that Ramadan is over, you start the takbir until the imam comes and starts the prayer of the Eid al-Fitr. On Eid al-Adha, however, the takbir is recommended from the first day of the Hijjah. Now, people are encouraged to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. All types of worship in those days. And the takbir in particular is also recommended. It's one of the best deeds that a Muslim could come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. And according to Mu'adh ibn Jabal rahimahullah, it was the best deed ever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And indeed, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bigger, is better. So there is a maxim of fiqh, according to the scholars, that whenever there is a ibadah that is temporary, specified in a specific time, it is recommended to be done in that specific time. That's why on Friday, it's recommended to say the prayer on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because on this day, you are rewarded more. And when the person is involved in Hajj and he starts the ihram, he is recommended to say the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And that's the only time he has for this ibadah. So whenever you have a time specified for a specific type of ibadah, you need to increase from doing that ibadah. On the day of Dhul Hijjah, people who are performing Hajj, they are saying the talbiyah. And people who are not performing Hajj, they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are getting also the reward from Allah azza wa jal. And that's why the takbir on the month of Dhul Hijjah begins from the first day. That takbir is general takbir. Then there is a specific takbir during the Dhul Hijjah, the days of Dhul Hijjah. And that begins after the subh prayer of the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. This takbir is specific in time. After every obligatory prayer, it's recommended for the Muslim to say this takbir until the Asr prayer of the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, the third day of Tashriq. Until that day, until the Asr prayer, the takbirat are said after every prayer. Those are specific takbirs. But that's not the only time that the Muslim is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And in particular, on the day of Eid. And after those prayers, these specific takbirs. Some scholars, they reported the narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the form of takbir, which is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. That's the form of takbir that was reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are other forms that the Muslim could say. They were not reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but any remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepted, yet always follow the specific takbir that came from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people, they are in their works or they are out in the streets and they are shy from saying the takbir. Say it aloud. You are a Muslim. And show people that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever they entered the marketplace, whenever they said the takbir, people would hear them and they would say with them the takbir. Because the companions became reminders of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you also become a reminder for the people that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those beautiful days, those joyous days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Once the day of Eid comes, then we pray the Eid prayer in congregation. And it is recommended for the prayer of Eid al-Fitr on the day after Ramadan to be delayed, because the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to eat first, to break the fast, to eat, and then to pray the Eid. While the sunnah in Eid al-Adha is to pray first and then eat. And that's why scholars recommended that the Eid prayer on the Fitr day to be later, and the Eid prayer on the day of Adha to be early. And the time of prayer begins after the sunrise with the size of a spear. And some scholars estimated that with 10 or 15 minutes. That's when the time begins. So if the sunrise is at 6:15, for example, then the Eid prayer would begin at 6:30. It doesn't have to be at 6:30. It could be 6:45. It could be 7 o'clock. And for Eid al-Fitr, it's recommended to delay it. So if it was delayed 15 minutes, half an hour, or even an hour, it is permissible. People can pray until before the zenith, until before the adhan of the dhuhr prayer. All that time is time for Eid al-Adha prayer and Eid al-Fitr prayer. Now, the prayer of Eid is recommended to be done in congregation. And some scholars said it is mandatory. It is not only recommended. It has to be done. And it's a sign and a symbol of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And he who honors, who respects the symbols of Allah, it is a sign of the righteousness of the hearts. When the Muslim intends to go for the Eid prayer, it is recommended to take a bath. And there is no specific evidence from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, but the scholar said that every congregation, it's recommended for the Muslim to be in the best shape. And since the Prophet ﷺ recommended taking a bath before Friday prayer, it's also recommended to take a bath before the Eid prayer. And it's also recommended to wear the nice clothes and the best clothes that the Muslim has. You are showing your celebration. Some people, they go to the Eid prayer and then they go back and then they change their clothes and they are dressed up very well. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to be dressed up in your best clothes for the Eid. And that's why the companion said the Prophet ﷺ had two cloaks. One of them is kept and saved for the Eid prayer. So try to go in your best clothes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us in the Quran, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take your adornment at every masjid, meaning show your best adornment at every masjid. This is what the Muslim should do generally whenever he is in the prayer, and specifically in the Eid prayer. When you come to the Eid prayer, it's recommended for the Muslim to come from one route and to leave from the other route, different route. This is only in the Eid prayer. And the scholars mention that there is a reason for it, because there will be angels outside in the street, and they are shaking hands with you, even though you don't see them, but they see you. And that's why Eid al-Fitr is called Yawmul Ja'izah, the day of prize, because the angels, they are shaking hands and they are turning in your rewards. Same thing in Eid al-Adha. You come from one route and you go back from another route. This is only in the days of Eid, not in other days. So you would see more people, you would see different people, and also the angels, different angels, will pray for you. When you come for the Eid prayer, the prayer is to be done in congregation. And the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pray the Eid prayer outside the masjid, in a prayer area. And the difference between the masjid and the prayer area is that the prayer area is where people pray occasionally, while the masjid is where people pray regularly. So the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pray the Eid in the musalla, open area. Unless there is an excuse, there is weather difficulty, then people can pray in the masjid. But the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pray in the musalla. And people until now, they know where the musalla of the Prophet ﷺ used to be, where he used to pray the Eid prayer. It was not the same place. where the masjid was. It was a different place. And there are many benefits for that, where Muslims can come, all of them, even women, even those who have excuse not to pray, who cannot pray, still they need to come. Because of the hadith of Umm Atiyah al-Ansariya radiyallahu anha, where the Prophet ﷺ instructed the companions to bring everybody, the entire household, including wives, including daughters, everyone comes, they witness the prayer, and they witness the dua of the imam. So they witness the good that is happening from this congregation. So this is a reminder for the parents, for the leaders of the household, to bring the entire family. Bring the entire family for the Eid prayer. When you come to the Eid prayer, the prayer begins with the takbir. And there is a specific takbir for the imam in the Eid prayer. Allahu Akbar. 7 times in the first rak'ah and 5 takbirs, 5 times in the second rak'ah, excluding the first takbir of the ihram and excluding the first takbir of movement. These are 2 takbirs separate. So when you come and the imam says Allahu Akbar, he says after that 7 times and you repeat with him 7 times. And on the second rak'ah, he says 5 times and you repeat with him 5 times also. Scholars differed whether you raise your hands with every takbir or you keep them and you just say Allahu Akbar. That's a difference of opinions. Whatever you do is not going to affect the prayer. It's recommended, the stronger opinion is that you raise your hands with every takbir. When you raise your hands with every takbir, some scholars also recommended to say something. They said that the Prophet ﷺ used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between every takbir. If you keep silent and you don't say anything, that is also permissible. Now, when you come to the Eid prayer, since the prayer is prayed in the musalla, in the prayer area, it's not a masjid, so you don't pray anything before the prayer, nor you pray anything after the prayer. That was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When you come to the masjid, there is a sunnah for the masjid, tahiyyatul masjid. But when you come to the Eid prayer, there is no sunnah, neither before it nor after it, if it was prayed in the musalla, in the prayer area. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I prayed with the Prophet ﷺ more than once, more than twice, the Eid prayer, and there was no prayer before it nor after it. There was no adhan or iqama. So there is no adhan for the Eid prayer, nor there is iqama. Now, in those prayer of Eid, both Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, they are prayed 2 rak'ah. In the first rak'ah, they are prayed aloud, and the imam says, after Surah Al-Fatiha, he recites Surah Al-A'la. And in the second rak'ah, he recites Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Just like what's recommended to be said in the prayer of the Jumu'ah. Some scholars, and this is also reported in an authentic narration in Sahih Muslim, they say that it is recommended to recite Surah Qaf in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah, it is recommended to say Surah Al-Qamar. So whatever the imam reads, whatever you read, it is permissible. But this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that you pray 2 rak'ah with the imam. In the first rak'ah, this is what is recited, and in the second rak'ah, this is what is recited. Now, if someone missed the prayer, some scholars said it's not made up. This prayer is not made up. Other scholars said no, he can make up this prayer. And he prays it, whether he was alone or a group of people came together, they can pray also together. After the prayer, after the Eid prayer, there is the khutbah, unlike the Jumu'ah prayer. In the Jumu'ah prayer, people sit and listen to the speech, and then they pray. In the both Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the prayer comes first, and then the khutbah comes next. And some people, immediately after they finish the prayer, they go and leave. It is recommended to sit and wait. Some of the rulers of the Muslims, they changed that. And they wanted to keep the people, to force them to sit. And that's why they used to keep the khutbah before the prayer and then they pray. But the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pray first and then to say the khutbah. Even if people left, that's their mistake. Wait for a few minutes to listen, to witness the dua, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a reminder for the khatibs, for the fellow imams, not to prolong the khutbah too much. It's a good reminder for people, but there is nothing binding them to sit, so it's good to be short and precise in the speech of the Eid, because people want to go and celebrate the Eid. Now, also this is a reminder for the brothers and sisters who are coming to the Eid prayer. It's only 2 times a year. Only 2 times a year. And some people, they are failing to be on time. Imagine you fail to come on time to your work. And very few people do that because they know the consequences. Whenever they are late to work, first time maybe they are excused. Second time, maybe they are excused and maybe they would be given a notice. Third time or fourth time, they are jeopardizing their job. What about the Eid prayer? It's only 2 times a year. Make sure that you come early. Make sure that you don't wait until the last minute and then you go and you try to catch up. It's only 2 times a year. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see you in that time, sitting and waiting for the Eid prayer and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some people, they are keen to attend the Eid prayer and they are encouraged to do that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for doing that. Yet unfortunately, they miss the subh prayer, which is more obligatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And my servant would not come close to me with anything lovelier than what I made obligatory upon him. Subh prayer is obligatory on everyone. But the Eid prayer, some scholars said it's not mandatory. Yet we see some people, they are making sure that they attend the Eid prayer, yet they miss the subh prayer. They are not making the best of Eid. Eid is a manifestation of our happiness, of our appreciation, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not consistent with disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by missing the subh prayer. Let's make the Eid our commitment to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Him for what He has given us. It's recommended in the Eid to visit the family and the friends and to join the kinship. Some people, unfortunately, they keep their wives working all day, and when the Eid comes, they keep them busy in cooking instead of joining the happiness and sharing the celebration of the Eid. And some sisters complain that in the month of Ramadan, for the entire days of fasting, they were busy in the kitchen, so they could not witness the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not pray on time. They could not read the Quran a lot. And then when the Eid came, they were also busy. Some children are complaining that they are not having time to see their parents. This is the time in the Eid to remove any hatred and any grudge that is in the heart. It is time to shake hands. Whenever you shake hands with your Muslim brothers and sisters, whenever this happens, the sins are dropped and you are forgiven. So if in the Eid you did not join the kinship, you did not forgive, when will be the time to forgive? This is a reminder that we need to overcome our differences. We need to put aside our problems. The Eid is a time for happiness. And in the Eid, it's a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are showing your celebration. Yes, there are many Muslims around the world who are suffering, who are having problems and troubles. But still, we should show our happiness, because that's what the enemies of Islam want. They want to remove any happiness, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself approved of the celebration of the Eid. And during the Eid prayer, the Eid days, there would be things that are not done in other days. Like in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Abyssinians were playing in the masjid. They were playing in the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Aisha radiallahu anha look at them. So there is celebration. And Umar radiallahu anhu entered to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where some women were saying the anashid, the songs, and he rebuked them. But the Prophet ﷺ told him to stop. Let the people know that there is flexibility, that there is break. This day is day of celebration. So the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, and the day of Eid al-Adha is a day of celebration. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the days of Tashriq, the 3 days after the day of Eid al-Adha, they are days of eating, drinking, and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we ate and we drank, and we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has guided us. That's what is recommended for the Muslim to do on the days of Eid. These days are days of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. The Hujjaj, they are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by throwing the pebbles, by sacrifice. And the Muslims around the world, they are celebrating the Eid, joining the kinship, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Celebration of Eid does not mean that we sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they have the misconception that on the day of Eid, they can do anything they want. The day of Eid, as some scholars said, every day you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day that is free of sin is a day of Eid. And one time also, one of the pious predecessors, he saw one of the people laughing out aloud on the day of Eid. And he said, I don't know why they are celebrating. If they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's not how they show appreciation. And if they sinned, that's not how they fear the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we celebrate regardless of the agonies that are going on. We celebrate on those days of Eid. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And we wish for every Muslim and every human being happy days. Those are our 2 days. No one can take the happiness on those 2 days from us. We are to show the happiness. We are to show people that Islam is a perfect religion. We have days of ibadah, which are all the days. And in those days, those 2 days, we have celebration. That we celebrate in the masjid, as the Abyssinians did, and outside the masjid, visiting ourselves, our families, showing our happiness. All these are objectives of Eid. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every one of us to have a happy Eid and to accept from us the best deeds. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسعد القلب وزاد وأضاء السعد نورا أبسم الدنيا وجاد لحنه يشدو صداه أطرب الروح ونادى عم دنيانا ببشر.